Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Legal matters in the news. We are ready to discuss now with Attorney at County Law, Karen Conti. Let's start off with Elon Musk and Twitter. Karen, since the company is private now, or it will be when it's approved, he can do anything he wants, can't he?
Well, he can, and Twitter really almost always could do that. A lot of people are using the term First Amendment. Now we have a First Amendment right. But remember, First Amendment only applies to the government. So the government cannot infringe on your First Amendment rights, cannot make laws. If you're in a public school or a public job, that's when they can't limit your speech. But anybody who has a private company can limit speech. Yes, certainly WGN can say to Bob Surratt, you can't talk about this on the air. And you do have a First Amendment right to talk. Of course you do, but maybe not on your job. So Twitter is going to be private, and he can make his own rules. Now, he's saying he's going to loosen the rules, but let's see what happens.
WGN would never say that to me, Karen. But if they do, I'm calling you. We've been seeing these videos that have been released and hearing the audio surrounding that tragedy with Alec Baldwin on the set of Rust. What does all of this mean for the investigation?
Yeah, they released a bunch of videos and photographs from the investigation. Now, remember, it's been 6 months since the incident, and there hasn't been any charges. There haven't been any charges one way or the other, or no charge. So my guess is that by releasing all of these videos and photographs, that they're getting ready to either say there are going to be charges or no charges. My guess is it's going to happen very soon.
The Johnny Depp trial continues, and a lot of people are wondering, because you hear these crazy stories from both sides, what happens if the jury finds both parties were guilty of domestic violence?
Well, then there's no lawsuit either way. Then I think that both parties walk away with zero. This is a case, Bob, that never should be brought. And I don't know these lawyers, and I don't know what they told Depp, and I don't know what Depp's response was. But how do you tell a celebrity to bring a lawsuit like this to protect his reputation, and all we're seeing is a bad reputation? I mean, whether or not he committed domestic violence against Amber Heard is one thing, but we're seeing his bad behavior, his drugs and alcohol and his violence and his craziness. And, you know, it makes no sense that he brought this to protect his reputation, because he's damaging it irreparably, in my view.
If the lawyers representing Johnny Depp talked to him and found out about everything he's done, you're right. How could they say, yeah, go ahead, let's bring this to trial. Let's file the lawsuit. Unless he withheld information from them. Does that ever happen?
Sure it does. Sure it does. But you would think that you would have seen this stuff. I mean, you know, he must have known about it. He knew that she was recording him. He knew that there were these photographs. He knew what these allegations were going to be. This is just a lawsuit that I really think should never have happened. You know what he should have done? If I were the lawyer, I would have said, I would have called up Amber Heard, and I would have said, I want you to send a nice message to say that we're all fine, we're all good. Here's $5 million. If you ever say my name again, then you'll have to pay it back. And have a complete disparagement, non-disparagement agreement, and the both parties walk away with their reputations and their careers intact.
Yeah.
And instead, we have now this public display of just bad behavior.
Well, if you're to believe Johnny Depp and his problems getting jobs lately, maybe he doesn't have the $5 million to do that. Who knows?
Yeah.
Interesting case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court about the football coach praying on the field. He's told he can't do it. Is that a breach of the right to free exercise of religion? Is that the main question in this case?
It is. I mean, does he have a right to to exercise his religion on the field? And alternatively, can he be fired because what he did violated the separation of church and state? So this is a really on-the-line kind of question. And I think the idea is that you can have a Pledge of Allegiance, you can have mandatory 5 minutes of free time to pray if you want, but what you can't do is you can't lead students. And this is all public school, by the way. A public school cannot be in the business of leading people in prayer, leading people in a religious activity, because that would prefer one religion over another. So the question is, by him praying in the middle of the field, did that make the other students, did the students feel like they had to participate in the middle of the field, and did that exclude people who perhaps weren't Christian? So it's going to be a really interesting decision. It's a very narrow decision. My guess is that this conservative Supreme Court is going to say that he had a right to do that.
Interesting local story in the news today. A 15-year-old Latin school student who died by suicide after bullying has filed a lawsuit. The boy's parents have filed a suit. So the question is, can this bullying and a death that results from that be the responsibilities of a school?
It sure can, especially a private school like Latin School. It's a tragic case when you read the allegations. But you see these cases all the time, Bob. And there's anti-bullying laws, the federal law statutes apply, and there's constitutional rights. And then there's just plain negligence. And, you know, if the faculty knows about this, if it's pervasive, if it's offensive, if it's subjectively and objectively offensive, the parents can have a right to sue the school. But these are not easy cases to bring, because what's the difference between garden variety bullying and kids just acting up, and what actions can a school actually take to stop it? And so this is a tragic case, but I think some of these parents feel very strongly that they want to set a precedent so that it doesn't happen again.
Karen Conti, appreciate the insight as always. More Sunday afternoon on WGN Radio with Karen from 3 until 5. Have a great day. Thank you, Karen.
You too, Bob. Take care.